Today's reading comes from the second chapter of Matthew. The 11th chapter of Matthew. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it was written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right. Well, welcome to worship. So I will be talking about Jim today in a moment. But there is that public service announcement first, because in our reading, you know, some disciples come of John and say, "Are you the guy?" And Jesus says, "I am the guy. Look what's happening. You know, all of this stuff is happening. Go tell John that." And by the way, John is a great guy, but the greatest are the least. Now, you know, when he said that, well, then you know it's Jesus, because he says a lot of stuff like that that's kind of confusing at first. The greatest are the lead, are the least. Well, once you start following Jesus, and once you start following Jesus like Jim did, for example, you learn what that means. The greatest are the least. I have a metaphor for what I think. I was thinking about what's it like to live, and maybe what we are is like a rechargeable battery. Maybe that's what us humans are. You know, there's a battery in this flashlight, and you know it shines. Make sure I get everybody. And we're all like this. We all shine in the darkness in some ways. Make sure. Did I get everybody? If I missed you? Oh, Ray. Woo! Can't forget Ray. But that's kind of the image, you know. It's a good image. It's an image that we're talking about as we approach Christmas. Light. Light in the darkness. And we're a rechargeable battery, because sometimes, you know, the light is on and then it might fade, and we need renewal. You know, and that's what the church can be. That's what family can be. That's what friends can be. And this keeps getting recharged and recharged and recharged. And eventually, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's reality. And most of us, if you lived any length of years on this earth, you know that. Eventually, people can't get recharged. Their battery is done. The vessel is done. There is a sacredness to life. There is a sacredness to life. That's something that I learned greatly from Jim, as he shined his light until he didn't on Friday. And these are the things that I learned from him. A couple of things. These are the things. Sing like it's your last song. Because it turns out, for Jim Spade, who was in the Olympia Choral Society, and myself and David Eilers, who's here, and Terry, who isn't here, getting ready to lead the choir again, it was for him, his last song that he would sing. Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. That is about as joyous and hallelujah-y as you can get. Because you just keep saying hallelujah, and it's forever, and hallelujah, and forever, and ever, and ever. Hallelujah. I'd sing it for you, but I'll sing it at 1 o'clock. And please come at 1 o'clock if you haven't been there yet. It's a great choir with a great symphony. But he taught me to sing like it's your last song. Here's how Jim's battery went out. We're finished with the Choral Society, and as is our custom, Jim and I, and I love going with Jim because sometimes we would go to McDonald's, and it always made me feel good because nobody in my family really likes McDonald's, and I do. So there, I'll admit that. And so did Jim. So it was awesome. It's like, oh, please, McDonald's. But we were trying to find a place, and it was later. And then he's like, oh, we're going to go to O'Blarney's. Turns out he likes Guinness Stout, that beer. So we get there, and we order our drinks. He had a beer, I had a Coke, and order our food, and I was going to introduce him to a new sandwich I had developed with the cook there. It's called the St. Patty's Melt. It's a combination of a patty melt and a Reuben sandwich, and you put those things together. Oh yeah, that's delicious. That is a good sandwich right there. So we're sitting there, and he took a sip, and then we started talking, and he said, I don't feel well. And eventually that developed into signs of having a stroke. So I called 911, and as I was talking with them, they told me to lie him down, and clearly it looked like a stroke. And the EMTs were on their way, and 5 minutes later, it's just me and Jim on the floor of O'Blarney's, a couple people looking on, and he took his last breath. Paramedics came in. They tried to revive him for half an hour, but there was no response. He had had a massive heart attack, it appears, and gone. Now, I know if you're going to die, that's the way to die. That you're dead in 5 minutes and there's no suffering and there's no pain. And as a pastor and as a chaplain, having worked in the hospital, I've seen a lot of people die, and I've been with a lot of people who have died. And I do believe, just like I believe life is sacred, I believe death is sacred as well. Now, I believe that because I have faith. Now, am I a superhuman person? Well, if you know me, no. I am as fallible, or more so than the next, because I'm a giant man. So I'm giantly fallible. But I'm giantly a faithful person because I trust in God's grace. And I know Jim did. And he reminded me of that again and again. Sing like it's your last song. That's one thing he told me. Reminded me of. Enjoy those around you. If you were ever around Jim, well, he's an awesome dude. He's just a plain, awesome human being. And he lived, well, he lived out. He believed fully what Jesus said. The least are the greatest. And probably the best example of this is those stupid little rotary ducks. You know those things? Every year the Rotarians come, and every year you have the, hey, Eric, I think you need a duck. It's like, ah, all right. So I'd always get a stupid Rotarian duck from him. But he didn't do that because, you know, he's trying to be full of himself. He did that because he believed the words of Jesus, that the least are the greatest. And so he didn't live his life fully like you might if you have means, full of life, full of things you can do. He lived his life faithfully. He lived a life of service. And when you lead a life of service, and if you talk with Jim and see Jim, how he led that life of service, and if you've ever served someone, you know what I'm talking about. It's not about living fully. It's about living faithfully. And that's what Jim did, for sure. I have had my moment because this happened on Friday evening. You know, I couldn't sing in the choir yesterday, you know, because it I just couldn't. Those songs are so meaningful and have so much hope and so much joy, but I couldn't do it. So I got the pleasure of listening yesterday, which was awesome. And I couldn't, because I knew where I'm standing in the choir, I mean, directly behind me was Jim. So I could hear everything that he did right, and the one or two things he did wrong. But that's because he just came in once on the tenor line, and so he was covered because there were other tenors, so that was all right. Life is sacred, and so is death. Because the only difference between life and death, it's not breath, because that's how we begin life. That's how every child begins life. And that's how every child ends life and moves on. And why I can preach today and at this moment is because I know that there's more for Jim. After we met Jan at the fire department and some of the family, Beth prayed for us. And part of the prayer that struck me, this is what she said, you know, which makes her a good pastor, great pastor. She said the phrase, living and breathing the fullness of God. That's what Jim is doing now. He is living and breathing the complete fullness of God. On this earth, life is sacred, and we get those moments. We get those moments where we get to live and breathe the fullness of God. But we're batteries. And eventually, they go out. But there's more. And I hope you'll know that. You'll know that in this season, and you'll know that in celebrating Jim and his life. That he is now living and breathing the fullness of God. Now, all the time I would, you know, when I had some Pastor Eric ideas about what was next for whatever we might do in the life of the church, I always talk with Jim first, because he's faithful, he's also had a conserving tendency, so I could, you know, bounce things off on a real practical, you know, dad-like, okay, Eric, I'm listening, we'll see, kind of way. And maybe it's a shameless plug, or maybe the least of these. But anyway, what I talked about, the blankets, I invite you to, in honor of him, and even more so, when I was talking about those blankets, the idea at the Timberline High School was that it would be a competition among the classes, you know, to kind of a service project competition. But it so happens that within our congregation, we do have a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, at least one of each at Timberline. So please, this week, and the deadline is the 14th, which I think that's Wednesday. If you feel moved, get a yard and a half, 2 yard and a half pieces of material that are coordinated, again, whatever that means. Colors, yes, well, or patterns. I mean, I was going to get one, but then Jim died, to give you a visual, and Those two things will be sewn together at a sewing party on Friday, and their goal is 150. I'd love for them to have at least 50 kits like that from us. I'm gonna do a couple. No, that's probably 10 or 15 bucks in the material. Does that sound right? 10 or 15 for 3 yards of fleece total. So please think about that, because life is sacred. Sing like it's your last song. Enjoy those around you. And don't live fully. Live faithfully. That's the good news. Amen.